got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Destiny Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It is Thursday. Again. How fast time goes by. June 4th already. You can get involved by calling 888-77. I mean, it's Wednesday already. What the? I know time is going fast, but Jesse, slow down. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question for this week is a doozy. The biblical question is amazing. What will happen if you neither agree nor disagree with others? What will happen if you neither agreed nor disagree with others? What will happen? An amazing question. It really is. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and you're running around and taking your children to a public school because you don't want to be home to raise them because there's no thrill in that, or you're working out, or you're making breakfast, lunch, and dinner, whatever it is you're doing, you can podcast all the show, but you can also listen to as the show is happening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? And Manhood Hour is coming up in the third hour. Every Wednesday, third hour is Manhood Hour, all right? And, hey, don't forget to support us on social media. I don't say that a lot, I'm told, but I need to remind the people, even though I think people do remember that, but I'm told to remind them to support us on social media, like, follow, subscribe, and do all those things that y'all know what to do on rumble.com/JesseLeePeterson, cozy.tv, where Christ is king, JLP Talk on X, Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram, pill.net/JesseLeePeterson. So do all those follow, comment, and all that kind of stuff. And I appreciate it. Right on. I want to remind you that our battle is a spiritual battle. And that you're not going to win on your own. You can't make yourself win the spiritual battle. And the only way to win the battle between good and evil, you must give up. And it's not going to happen until you totally surrender. You got to lay down your weapon. You got to lay it completely down. Stop the fighting. Stop the fighting inside of your imagination and stop the fighting with others. Because just as your imagination get the thrill of fighting and it make you feel you, like it's you, make you feel alive when you're really dying. The same thing happens when you fight with others on the outside. And I've seen it over and over again. If you're arguing with somebody trying to prove something or fight with them, they get a thrill. And ain't no way you're going to be able to get them to see. Lay down your weapon. I know that you've been taught to fight. I was taught that way growing up. Not as much as it is today, but you have been taught you got to protect yourself. You got to stand up for yourself. You're not a man if you don't. You're not a woman if you don't. And all your life, you've been fighting. And you've never won. You never won anything. No one. It's only when you lay down your weapon, you start to win. And you're not thinking of it as winning. It's just that you're no longer part of the battle. Isn't that amazing? You got to stop fighting with anyone. Your husband, your wife, your children, adult children. You shouldn't even fight with the little children, but your adult children, your so-called friends, family members, co-workers, whatever. Stop fighting. It only gives you a thrill. That's why you fight. But you're not going to win this battle until you completely let go. I know it. Most people never will understand that because you don't want to understand. You could understand it if you wanted to understand it, but you won't because you don't want to. Some people do. I hear it and I counsel with people all the time who are like, well, I didn't know, but now I know and I'm going to do it, they say. And some do. But you could be in this world, but not of the battle of the world. And human beings are evil. They are nasty. They are ungrateful. And they can't help it. It's the nature until they start to change. But you don't have to fight no more. I don't want to fight no more. It's too much talking, baby. So lay your weapon down. Anger is not necessary. Anger is your weakness. Anger is your weakness. It's not your strength. And you've been told all your life that anger is your strength. It's not. You have been told you need anger. You just have to control it, they say. You cannot control anger. Anger controls you. There's no such thing as controlling anger, and you need a little bit of anger. It's not true, but for those who want to hold on to it and you think that, and then they tell you Jesus was angry. And so that's another excuse that you've been given, which is a lie, by the way, that you may hold on to anger. And anger keep you away from the truth, the light, the way, and you don't even know it. You think you are defending yourself. You got this anger. You're defending yourself, and you're lost and don't know it. And no one can convince an angry person that they are lost. Don't even try. I don't care who it is, right? But lay your weapon down. And I'm not talking about physical protection. I'm talking about psychological, emotional, so-called protection. Did you know that real people are not into emotions? Did you know that? No, you didn't know that, huh? Yeah, it's true. And you see as you overcome, for those who want to overcome. So I've noticed in my country, everybody and they mama fighting. Really, it's just everywhere now. And it doesn't have to be, but it is, because this is hell on earth. Hell is right here on earth inside of human beings. And anyone who has anger and you say, I'm afraid of going to hell. What's going to happen when I die? I'm afraid of going to hell. You're already in hell. Welcome to hell. You're already in hell. But you could overcome hell if you take responsibility for you, male or female, as an adult. You can overcome hell right here on earth and be right in heaven. Isn't that amazing? Right here in paradise. And the people in hell won't understand you being in heaven. They won't know, but you will. So every human being, there's not one that's escaped it. Every human being is possessed with evil spirits. And those spirits are called emotions. And they are called good emotion or bad emotion. They are called anxiety, stress, worry, revenge, suicidal thoughts, loss of identity, depression. Those spirits have been given fancy names. So you don't see them as evil spirit. You see them as something that you can go to a doctor about and get help. Amazing, huh? One other thing I want to tell you about that. And I counsel with a lot of men and women, lots of men and women like this right now. All of a sudden, I do a lot of counseling by FaceTime, Skype, walk-in, or phone, if you want counseling anywhere around the world. RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-BOND. Do what you want, but I'm hearing this a lot, that those people who are in these alcoholic programs, and you go to these alcoholic, drug addict meetings, sex addict meetings, and they have you introduce yourself, and you say, hello, my name is John Doe, and I'm a alcoholic. My name is John Doe, and I'm a sex addict. My name is John Doe, I'm a drug addict. Whether male or female, my name is Mary Doe, and I'm an addict. Or Sue Doe, and I'm an addict. I'm a drug addict, sex addict. They're keeping you in hell when you do that. So I counsel by Zoom, because they don't have Skype anymore, Zoom. But my staff just reminded me. As long as you identify as that, that's all you're ever going to be. And it's unfortunate that they tell you to say that every time you show up. And then they tell you to get a sponsor. So I'm told. I have spoken at, I've been a guest speaker at some of these drug-addict places, alcoholic places, whatever, anonymous, whatever they call them. But you want to lose all identities. You don't want to gather them. Your problem is you have a gather all type of identities growing up. I'm a doctor. I'm a lawyer. I'm a mother. Now they say, I'm a mom. I'm a dad. I'm a this and I'm a that. You're gathering false identities, which is keeping you away from your true identity. And you hear me ask people all the time, who are you? Well, I'm a human being. Who are you? I'm a child of God. I'm a worker. I'm a nurse or a doctor or whatever they say, right? So they tell me what they do or who they think they belong to God, right? They think they belong to God. but they never tell me who they are. And you keep collecting identities. I'm a Christian. I'm a Jew. I'm a Gentile. I'm a Allahu Akbar. I'm a this or that. You got to lay down all identity. Those are spirits which are not you. If you want to be free, this is for those who want to be free. You got to lay down all, you got to die away from them. And the way you die away from them is stop identifying with them and just be free. Anger is not good, folks. It's pure evil. Anger is evil. Anger is not good. But I know a lot of people love it. I know people believe it. And a lot of you are not going to want to drop it. So you're welcome to keep it. But for those who want to be free, here's a story being possessed by anger. And some of these stories are extreme, but an angry person can be a smiling person. An angry person can be your housekeeper or whatever. But here's an example of being possessed, and all human beings are. That's why you must repent and return to your Father. All human beings are. Here's an example of being angry. This is from CNN. This is what the spirit of anger that made a home in your imagination and emotion. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. Thoughts lie to you even about time. Did you know that? Thoughts make you remember the past or the future, which is time. And it's an illusion, but you think just because you remember the past that it's real even today. And it's not. You got to let go of time if you want to be free. Here's a story from CNN. A Wisconsin man who investigators believe framed an odd documentary migrant, meaning illegal, undocumented migrant, was threatening to kill President Donald Trump in order to have the immigrant deported, has now been charged in the matter. Watch this from NBC News.
Dimitri Scott now facing 4 more felony charges, as investigators believe he framed Ramon Morales Reyes by threatening to assassinate President Donald Trump. According to the criminal complaint on May 21st, the Wisconsin Attorney General's Office, Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman, and the Milwaukee Immigration and Customs Enforcement Office all received handwritten letters like this one, with a return address for Ramon Morales Reyes, threatening to shoot the President of the United States. On May 22nd, ICE arrested Morales Reyes. A detective interviewed him using translation assistance, since Morales Reyes could not read, write, or fluently speak English. Both his family and attorney have also stated that as well. Now, in that interview, Morales Reyes was asked if anyone wanted to get him in trouble. He stated the only person who would want to get him in trouble, the person who robbed him, Dimitri Scott. Court records show Scott was scheduled for a jury trial on July 14th for that case. Reyes was the victim. On May 28th, DHS Secretary Kristi Noem shared a photo of the letter claiming that Morales Reyes wrote it. She also issued this statement on his arrest, reading in part, "Thanks to our ICE officers, this illegal alien who threatened to assassinate President Trump is behind bars." On May 30th, MPD interviewed Scott, where he admitted that he wrote the letters, not Morales Reyes. When asked why, Scott told investigators, "Freedom," sharing that his intentions were not to go after the president, but to prevent Morales Reyes from testifying at his trial.
Amazing, huh? Do you think that guy thought of that on his own? Satan told him, the spirit of evil, thoughts and imagination told him, you know what? That old illegal don't belongs over here anyhow. Get that illegal sent back home, and you can be free. That way they don't testify against you, if the story is true. Allegedly, right? So the motive for doing this was freedom, because the spirit of evil told him, here is a way that you can be free. Have the spirit of Eva ever told you the next wife would be better? The next husband would be better? Or having children will make you happy? You could be a better parent, than your parents, better parents than your parents, and you find out it wasn't true? You found out it wasn't true? Same thing. The guy didn't want to do time. So the devil said, you know what? We'll just send that illegal back. Have him deported. They're rounding him up right now anyway. That's the same spirit to tell you to hate yourself. The same spirit to tell you to commit suicide. The same spirit that tell you you're lonely. And the best way not to be lonely is to find somebody. Go to church and find yourself a wife or a husband at church, they tell you. And you go to church, you look for it, and you find Satan. And then, they tell you, go online to the dating apps. Did you hear that down in Mexico, that the visitors go down there, according to a report, and they use dating apps down there, and some of them, they're using them, and they're getting kidnapped. And then the kidnappers are putting them up for ransom. I didn't mean to laugh. Isn't that amazing? Well, that's not all to the story. The Wisconsin man mother allegedly helped send a letter without knowing what they... This mother helped send the letters without knowing what they said. Watch this from NBC News.
According to court records, Scott had made calls to his mom and others while in jail about mailing the letters. I went to go try and talk with her.
This mailbox is not currently accepting messages.
But no one answered. However, his mother told investigators she did not have any idea what was written in those letters.
Amazing. Mama, can you send these letters? Yeah, baby. Mama got you. If that's true. What a mess, huh? I want my country back, but it's not coming back. It's only going to get worse. And it's interesting, too, I'm looking at how my country is being set up not to come back. And mostly because they're asleep and can't see. They don't know what they're doing to help set it up that the country cannot come back. It's not coming back. And it's only going to get worse. It has gotten extremely worse since I started my nonprofit Bond in 1990. And I remember when I first started this, I was thinking, wow, things are bad. We got to get busy before it get worse or try to stop it from getting worse. It only got worse. Way worse. Because it's a spiritual battle and evil control human beings. Why do you think the blacks, not all, but most, cannot be free? Because they're possessed with evil and they don't know it. And instead of, and there are blacks who have started to examine themselves. But instead of examining themselves, they're blaming others. They say it's because of the white man, or because of the Jew man, or it's because of this or that, or they don't have enough, or they don't this or that. And because of that, they don't see that a spirit that made a home in them. And nothing outside of them physically going to change that. And they, and there are people who are working with the blacks to keep them in that situation. I remember when the blacks started receiving affirmative actions and the so-called civil rights leaders fought for it and they start receiving it. But when they start getting it, the gays jumped on board, the women and all that. And so the women, especially the women, start receiving it. And the gays start receiving, and the black are like, it ain't for you. It's for me because I've been discriminating against. I was enslaved, whatever. And the battle just started. It just added to what was already happening. You can be free, I promise you, if you want to be free. If you want to be free. See how the spirit, if this story is true, if, how the spirit convinced that man that you can frame another person. And that is the nature of every human being. Angry human beings love framing others. It doesn't matter if you're the husband or the wife or whatever. Or whatever. Angry people will frame you. And they can't help it. Because that's what evil does. Did you know that evil, anger, hatred, emotions, has no connection to God at all? At all. Zero connection. They don't even know God. Evil does not know God. Just as angry people does not know God. They think they do. They think they know about him because they read about him. Or they confessed him. And so they repeat what they have read about him. And they think that that's knowing God. But they don't know God. Anger. Satan does not have any relationship with God at all. Zero. He doesn't even know him. Satan doesn't even know he's Satan. The spirit of evil doesn't know that it's evil, and you can prove it. Look at the evil in you. Do you know you're evil? Do you know you're evil? No, you don't, because if you knew it for sure, you would confess it and overcome it. You don't know that you are. Satan does not know he is Satan. Just like you don't know you're evil and that you're one with the devil. Isn't that amazing? When you really think about it, isn't that amazing? You can tell people, you know what? You're evil. You got to drop it. And they get mad. I'm not evil. That I can't believe you call me evil. That's what the devil says. All angry people has no relationship with God at all. Zero relationship. Unless you can see that you're angry. Anger is evil. You can admit it. Immediately things start to change. One other, I don't know if I have time to go to the next story. Time going by. But just think about it. You can work on yourself and be free. Or you could stay in your misery. And I know most people love their misery. And so just like, if this story is true, like that guy tried to frame the illegal alien so that the illegal alien, according to the story, wouldn't testify against him, you're doing it to yourself and others every day. And you blame others for it. How about choosing freedom? Some of you believe you have a free will. Will yourself to be free if you have a free will. Why not will yourself to be free? Christ said, and I repeat, I came that you may have peace and perfect peace. Let me take a quick break. When I come back, your phone calls and super chat. Amazing! You can be perfectly free and have perfect peace right here on earth, or you can live in your misery. Stay in your misery. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she would do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Listen up. Announcement. Listen up. Hake is now wearing large shirts. Or medium. Are they large or medium?
I'm not sure.
Can you tell?
Not from over here. It looks like it's large or medium. But no, that's not the announcement, though. What are you doing?
Taking a picture to see if I can see. It didn't show me.
You don't look at your shirts before you put them on?
Terrible.
Terrible. Let me, quick announcement. We need your support. Go make a donation. Help us to help others as you are being helped. And even for those who are not being helped, but you hate what we're saying or you hate me, help. Make a donation by going to rebuildingaman.com/donate. Rebuildingaman.com/donate. Or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. Or you can mail it in at PO, make it out to BOND, PO Box 35090. Right, Jay? 35090?
PO Box 35090.
Yeah, PO Box 35090, LA, California, 90035. It's on our website there. And Father's Day is coming up. Father's Day is coming up. And if you don't love your father, you're never going to know God. You can really hang that one up. That's a story for a different time. But Father's Day is coming up, and we have a special going on with a cameo. And people love for me to do cameos for them to send out to their mothers, father, husband, wife, congratulations, sons and daughters. I will do the cameos for you. So you have a special right now until the 6th of special shout outs this week for Father's Day. And I do, you know, congratulations, hello, happy birthday, whatever, encouragements, happy Father's Day. So there's a special on that cameo. .com/Jesse Lee Peterson until June the 6th at 10 p.m. Pacific time. That's when the special ends. So hurry and get your requests in for Father's Day or whatever else you want to shout out to me. All right. Special thing for Father's Day. And check out all my merch and good stuff, hats and t-shirts and my books, and all kind of thing. All right? Go to rebuildingaman.com for Rage to Responsibility, my first book. From Rage to Responsibility. Or Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America. I wrote the book a while back, and it's still happening. It's worse now than it was back then. And then the 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual Family and Financial Success Guide. Just a little small pocket guide. If you're in work, if you have a job, it'll tell you what to do. And if you have a business or you want to start a business. I still use those in our entrepreneur program when I work with people. And then the antidote, healing America from the poison of hate, blame, and victimhood. And I will sign the books. And while you're at it, check out the coffee, Punchy's Coffee. Good. Punchy got his own coffee now. What's up? Go to JesseLeePeterson.com. No, I'm sorry, JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop or RebuildingTheMan.com/stores. 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 Even if you have been deported, shout out. Send them out doing for the people on the way back to El Salvador or wherever you came from. China. It was reported they caught a China spy in America yesterday. What the? So on your way out, Mr. Chinaman, I'll do a cameo shout out. Well, welcome back home. And last but not least, brand new episode of The Fallen State tomorrow. Oh, no, Friday. I had an amazing conversation with Frank Stallone. And Frank is a Grammy and Golden Globe nominated actor and musician. He's also the brother of Sylvester Stallone. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
So you are the brother to Sylvester Stallone,
yes,
right?
I'm his younger brother. We didn't come from basically an artistic background. You know, some people just maybe have a natural gift that I think is a divine intervention.
And what's your impression of the world?
I've been to China, Jordan, I've played in Italy. People just don't realize how fortunate we are to live in this country. Trump is a leader.
Yeah,
he's an alpha.
All the way.
He's got what they call in Hollywood the it factor.
Yes.
He's got it.
Amazing, huh? TheFallenState.tv. You can become a member of The Fallen State right there on the YouTube channel there and on locals.com. You can support us in that way. All right. I want to go to the busy phones. Let me go out to Texas and talk to first-time caller Abdullah out of Texas. Abdullah, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey.
How are you?
All is well.
Good. So my question is...
Speak up right into the phone.
Okay. Is this better?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, you know, when I hear, like, people that seem to... are either, like, people that are... either Bible thumpers or even Quran thumpers or whatever you want to call them.
Come back to your phone.
Okay.
Are you on a headset or something?
No, I'm just, I'm probably in a bad area.
Okay, go ahead.
If it's too bad, I can call back.
No, you're doing pretty good. Let's work with what you have right now.
Okay, all right. Yeah, so I feel like a lot of people that are, you know, what you call Bible thumpers or even other, you know, thumpers of other scriptures seem to be, I feel the devil is actually coming through them, because a lot of what the way they think is seems to be in suffering, trapped in suffering, that we are, that you have to work really, really hard to go to heaven or to arrive at heaven. You have to prove yourself. And that to me is, I feel like, of the devil. Am I making sense? I hear when, like, for example, I'm not trying to pick on the Catholics, but like they seem to be, the mindset is very like, full of guilt at all times. And it seems like they have to work really hard in order to arrive at heaven. And the Muslims are even worse. And I just feel like that's something that's ungodly. And what you preach makes more sense, and that, you know, heaven already exists in us. We just have to realize it.
Religion, and so your question for me is what?
So is religion, is a lot of religion, the mindset of people that are, you know, that hold on to religion, and are they holding on to ideas that are coming from the devil?
Religion does not set you free. Religion mm-hmm. enslaves you deeper into hell. And there's right. not one person on earth who has religion, identify in a religious way, identify like that, that mm-hmm. are free, because they're always taught by the preacher, the pope, the Jewish teacher, whatever they call themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They only teach enslavement. They never teach freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And so most people, they don't know or recognize that they are already free. And
right.
And that's why I've said a couple of times over and over again that God has nothing to do with religion at all. No matter what religion is, God has nothing to do with it at all. He's not involved in it, period. Are you a
right.
Christian?
Well, I don't know. Am I? I don't know. Maybe I am. Maybe I am, and I'm just not. Like, do I have to do something to be a Christian? Like, do I have to go through a ceremony to be a Christian? I feel like Christianity is of good, but do I have to announce it, or do I have to go through a ceremony to be a Christian?
Are you a Christian?
No.
And why do you say you're not?
Because, because I'm programmed to think that you have to go through a whole thing, like a ceremony or some kind of ritual, and go to a preacher or whatever to announce or to convert, or but maybe that's the wrong way of thinking about it. I am getting, I just feel I'm maybe drawn to it currently and seeing the good in it. So I don't know if that means that I'm already a Christian.
What good do you see in Christianity?
Well, number one, I can't think of, my dealings with Christians, the people of faith, have always been positive. I've never experienced anything negative. However, the only thing that I see is what I mentioned earlier. I do see that thing about, you know, when they hold on to religion, and I do see the suffering that they go through, but in their nature, in their dealings,
were you raised a Christian?
No, I was raised Muslim.
Oh, you're raised. So, are you Muslim now?
No,
you're not.
No,
and why not?
Because I see it as very, it's maybe like a deformed form of Christianity and Judaism, and it borrows from communism.
So you were raised Muslim?
Yeah.
And how old are you now?
I'm 40. I'm about to turn. I'm actually Gemini. It's like the Great White Hope. And I'm about to turn 47.
And how old are you today?
46.
Oh, okay. And why? And so you left the Muslim religion?
I'm just. I don't. I don't see it as something that I identify with anymore. And I'm seeing like things that are maybe, you know, more negative than positive.
Were you born in America?
Yeah.
And so do they know you are not a Muslim? Did you, do they know you and walked away?
No.
And why not?
Well, I don't actually really stay in touch with anyone from that world anyways. I kind of stopped a long time ago. So people don't really... I mean, the people that are close to, you know, non-Muslims that are close to me here in the States know about it, but not, you know, folks that I...
But the Muslims in the state don't know.
Right, but I don't talk to any Muslims in the state.
So your family member, your father, your mother, sister, brother, sister, they don't know you walked away from...
No, they're actually overseas, and I don't really talk to them. I left... I was born in the States. And we lived here for a minute and then grew up over there in like one of those countries. And then I left when I was like 18.
Because you're not allowed to leave that religion, right?
Right, yeah.
That's crazy. So when people leave that religion, they have to keep it quiet. What would happen if you tell them you left that religion? What would happen to you?
I mean, I haven't been there in ages, so I don't plan on going back. The only thing I want to do is to do the Zoom thing with my folks and forgive them. But I'm going to.
Have you done that?
No.
Then why not?
Because they're both sick, so.
Well, you better hurry up and do it if they're sick. They may die.
Right. No, it's probably going to happen this week. I'm just trying to find the time and arrange it with them. She's always sick. She's been in and out of the hospital, you know, with cancer and stuff. So, yes, I do plan on doing it very soon.
I wouldn't put off for tomorrow what I can do today because they may die.
Sure. Yes.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
I stopped. I did it today.
And why did you stop?
Because I started drinking again.
So you stopped praying because you started drinking?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you like getting drunk every day?
I was for a while, yes.
And why?
Because it's something that I picked up when I was very young, and I think I know why, and I think it's because I thought it was it's a fake perfect peace, and it's what I thought was giving me some peace, but in reality it's giving me hell.
Absolutely, man. Well, a mess. Well, I recommend you go back to it. Don't judge what has happened. Start every day is a new day, every moment, every second is a new time, and so I would live that way if I were you. But I recommend you forgive your parents. And if they both are sick, I will hurry up and do it before they die. It's easier to do it before they die, at least for most people. But I would recommend you do that and just stay with the prayer, stay present. Let me ask, because of time, what would happen if you had zero problems, no problems, zero problems, what would you do with yourself?
I would make sure that I keep it that way.
Amazing. Well, thanks for the call, man. Go back to the prayer.
Thank you.
Contact your parents. Forgive them. If you can FaceTime with them, do it. If not, you may have to do it by phone so that you can overcome evil.
Now, last question. And I actually called into Hake's show, I think, last week, and I asked him a similar question, but I'll make it quick. So yes, so forgiving my parents, the silent prayer. Now, in order to arrive at perfect peace, is converting or becoming a Christian? Is that also part of it?
No, you don't want to convert to anything. You want to let go of all things.
Okay.
You want to surrender and have no identity. And you can't make yourself not have an identity just because, you know, I said don't do it. But you want to overcome all things. And you don't want to go from a Muslim, call yourself a Muslim, right, to call yourself a Christian, to call yourself a whatever. Stop calling yourself anything. When you when you disappear, the fake you disappear, the real you will appear.
Mm-hmm. But you recommend just reading the Bible?
I recommend you do the silent prayer and forgive your mother and your father.
Okay.
Practice staying present. Read the Bible. There's nothing wrong with reading the Bible.
Yeah.
But don't read it to remember. Just read it, put it down, and the Spirit of the Father will show you, will cause you to understand what you read.
Okay. Okay. All right, Jesse. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, buddy. Amazing. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat. Eric, 10 coffees yesterday. Jesse, I have a recommendation for a biblical question. Do you trust common sense or thinking? Is his suggestion. I realize when I think, I'm turning my back to common sense. Last week, Joel Friday didn't know it was wrong for a grown man to hit a little girl. What the?
But didn't we have a biblical question like that before?
Possibly.
Something like that. Thank you.
Similar.
Thank you for that. I appreciate it. We're looking to, but I think we've already had something like that. But thank you. I appreciate the recommendation. I always pay attention to people, what they say and what they do, or when I read something or whatever, and I pick out biblical questions appears to me, by the way. So thank you. Amazing.
Anthony on Cash App, that's Bond JLP Cash App. Wednesday equals Woden's Day. Mercury, a Roman god.
Amazing.
Thanks for the information.
Thank you. Amazing.
Someone on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, after Jesus taught his disciples to do the silent prayer, Matthew 6:22, and when he had rose up from the dead, he found them terrified, affrighted. He asked them in Luke 24:38, why are ye troubled, and why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Deep.
Amazing. Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony, again on Cash App. Good morning, JLP.
Hey, Anthony.
86 degrees, sunny in Wilkes-Barre, PA.
Right on. Sounds nice.
Charles, hey,
thank
Jesse.
Thank you, by the way.
I sent that little coon producer, Derek, a documentary on how Johannesburg, South Africa, was in the 1960s, one of the best cities in the world. Most importantly, blacks were doing well during those times. Check it out.
I will. Thank you.
Mike Young. Hey, Jesse, when I think about your next guest on The Fallen State, all I can think about is this song, Take Your Back, Do-Do-Do-Do, Take You Back. No, not Your Back. Take You Back, Do-Do-Do-Do, Take You Back. Remember that song, Jesse?
I don't.
I may be singing it wrong.
As a matter of fact, when I was interviewing Stallone, I wasn't as familiar with him as I was his brother. I didn't know he had a brother that made songs and did all those things. I just didn't remember him at all, for the most part. But it was a joy meeting him. Thank you. I got to take a break.
We'll read more later, guys.
Come back straight to the phones and your super chats. Fake news is coming now, not the fake news. And I'll be right back to the phone calls. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
Thank you.
some serious mess going on in the world. You heard about that illegal, suspected, alleged, I guess it was an illegal, I don't know. They call him a migrant. They don't tell you what he really is. And who got allegedly framed by a black dude earlier this hour. I have a little bit more detail from Commie Nonsense Network. And a little update on the tariffs drama. And also Navy ships. There is this activist, not morally straight activist, who was, I guess he was slain, according to the news, meaning killed, murdered, I think, who they had a boat named after him, a ship, a U.S. Navy ship, and Pete Hegseth is going to fix the matter, I think. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Wednesday, June 4th, A.D., 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now. If you're a boomer or Gen X or maybe Gen Y, it's this. If you are a Gen Z or Gen Alpha or Gen Beta, it's this. I guess betas are not old enough to use the phone. They're babies, right? But it is hate news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports last week, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, former one of the Dakotas governesses, she posted on X that an illegal alien, they call him undocumented migrant. Okay, so it was an illegal alien. From Mexico, had been arrested for allegedly sending a letter threatening to kill President Donald Trump. The nerve. That doesn't seem like something that an illegal would aspire to do. Depends on the illegal. She shared a picture of the man and a copy of the letter. However, at the time of her post, investigators were already looking into the possibility that the migrant, illegal, had been set up by Demetric Scott. Demetric, D-E-M-E-T-R-I-C. That sounds like a black name, right? Scott, who was awaiting trial in a robbery and assault case in which the illegal migrant was a victim. According to the state prosecutors in Wisconsin, Scott Demetric, I don't know. He admitted to framing the illegal and writing the letter. To date, neither Kristi Noem nor the DHS has removed the original posting, which had that false information, I guess, about that arrest. And as for the illegal, he faces a deportation hearing today. So hopefully he gets deported anyway because he is illegal. He doesn't belong here. But he didn't do the thing. He didn't threaten Trump, according to this story, I guess. And I don't think he would. Tariffs. Early this morning. The letter's funny. Anyway, tariffs. Early this morning at 12:01 a.m. Eastern Time. That's just after midnight, 1 minute after midnight. U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum doubled to 50%. The jump in import taxes, the latest salvo in our greatest president Trump's trade war. When praised by the beleaguered American steel industry, however, the move has found detractors in other sectors that use the metals. And experts, communists, say that Americans will eventually see higher prices on items such as cars, appliances, and construction materials. Quote, we urge the administration to take a tailored approach that reserves high tariffs for bad actors, such as China, that flood the market and includes carve-outs for proven partners such as Canada, the Aluminum Association stated in a statement. Doing so will ensure the U.S. economy has the access, communist buzzword, to the aluminum it needs to grow while we work with the administration to increase domestic production. And Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth ordered the Secretary of the Navy to rename the USNS, whatever, I guess it's a boat. Normally they're called USS, but USNS, Navy ship, Harvey Milk. A Navy veteran and gay rights activist, Harvey Milk was assassinated serving on the San Francisco Board of Supervisors in 1978. He was one of the first openly gay politicians elected to the office in the United States. The USNS Harvey Milk, part of the John Lewis class of oiler ships, named after so-called civil rights leaders. Degenerate. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP. Hour 2. Thank you.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, what will happen if you neither agree nor disagree with others? What will happen if you neither agreed or disagree with others? Amazing question. You can, if you're running around, folks, wherever you are in this world, and you podcast the show, you can podcast all the shows. But you can be listening as you're doing whatever it is you're doing, wherever you are in the world, by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud. Buy me a coffee. Go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. And I want to repeat the biblical question. I'm thinking that I screwed it up. What will happen if you neither agree nor disagree with others? What will happen? Have you ever thought about that? What would happen if I neither agree nor disagree with others? Manhood Hour is coming up in the next hour. I want to go to Andre, a first-time caller out of Nashville. Andre, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How we doing, Elder Brother Jesse? How we doing, man?
All is well.
Long time follower, first time caller.
I appreciate it.
Brother Jesse, it's something I really want to see you kind of just drive home. And that is that as a people, black people, we have an agreement with America. We made an agreement. And we agreed to the terms of that agreement, and it's called the Civil Rights Movement. That's our contract. That's what our leadership sat down and said we're okay with. So if that's the case, why are we still crying as a people for reparations? Why are we crying as a people for equal rights? Why are we crying as a people as that America doesn't work for us? We have an agreement. We agreed to those terms. I really wish you would just drive that home.
And what was the agreement?
The agreement was the Civil Rights Act.
And,
that was the agreement.
Was that a good thing?
Well, no, I don't think it was a good thing, but it's what our leadership agreed upon.
Oh,
it's
I
what
see.
We as a community, black people, agreed upon that.
So
and
you're
said,
say,
hey, this is wonderful for us.
So you're saying that the blacks agreed upon the Civil Rights Movement, even though it wasn't a good thing. They did agree, and so now they're getting what they agreed to. They need to be quiet.
Exactly.
Oh,
work the agreement that you got out there and marched for. We've erected statues. We've named streets after individuals that are actually zeros in our community. We've done all these wonderful things as far as just acknowledging. Anytime there's an issue, we point back to the civil rights. Well, civil rights, civil rights, civil rights. We have our agreement with America.
That's such a good point.
How in the world are we going to go back on that agreement?
That's such a good point. I had not thought of it that way, that the blacks agree with the so-called civil rights leader to the civil rights agreement, and now they got it. They need to be quiet and live it. But because I noticed that they're still not happy. No matter what we give them, they're still not satisfied.
Well, exactly. And you know where that comes from. That comes from we are a slacking people. We are slacking. See, Jesse, I came out of pro-blackness. I mean, I followed the Honorable Louis Farrakhan. I became a Muslim. I did all that right there. My name was Mujahid, one who fights in the cause of Allah. I mean, I was all in it. I mean, I got Africa on my chest, all of the above. Now, when I worked it, when I worked it for what it was really truly worth, black, pro-black leads to conservatism. If you follow it, if you don't deviate and get into the emotional feel-good, hurt, and we were slaves, if you follow it, it's going to put you in a situation where it's like, hey, I'm a warrior, I'm a man, I'm going to pull myself up by my bootstraps, and I'm going to make America work for me. I'm going to get up earlier than anybody. I'm going to work harder than anybody. I'm going to do whatever obstacles in my way. I don't care, be it a white man, be it an Asian man, be it another black man. What stands in the way becomes the way. That's for every human being
in
America.
What made you decide? Are you still part of a Louis Farrakhan thing?
Oh, no.
What made you get out of that?
I'm a disciple. Jesus.
Meaning what?
Jesus?
Meaning what?
Meaning to say that he came to where I was and forced me to bend the knee. He came to where I was. I'm a disciple of Christ.
And what did they think of you when you stopped following Louis Farrakhan stuff?
I really didn't care. It made no difference to me what they thought on anything because, again, I am an American. I'm free to choose either which way it go. And guess what? I have a Second Amendment if you want to see me.
Do you
on my stand.
You used to sell those bean pies?
No. I never got. I actually went from my first introduction to Islam was through rap music. Public Enemy, KRS-One. So Louis Farrakhan was in the front of that. You know, Spike Lee, the movie, Malcolm X and whatnot.
Yeah.
That drove me to it. So I went into it, never becoming just actually a fruit of Islam.
You didn't wear the bow tie and all that kind of stuff?
No. Okay. I went straight to what they would call Sunni, more Orthodox.
I remember
Islam.
I remember those bean pies. And I never ate a lot of them, but whenever I did have one, it was so good.
I never had one of them in my life. I never had one of them in my life.
And so are you a Christian now?
Well, yes, I'm a believer in Christ. I follow the way.
And do you have perfect peace? And do you have perfect peace?
Do I have perfect peace?
Do you have perfect peace?
Perfect peace? No, I don't.
And why not?
No, I don't have perfect peace. Because I'm flawed. I'm forever trying to improve myself.
But Christ came that you may have it. Why don't you have
it? Yes, because there's a level of things. There's things that I'm wrestling with as a human being.
Oh, I see.
I mean, I get agitated with individuals. I have I have anger issues.
Yeah, I was going to ask have you dropped your anger? Because if you have dropped your anger, you will have perfect peace. Why haven't you dropped your anger?
Well, it's not that, brother. It's not that, you know. It's not that easy.
Why not?
It's not that easy when you've been walking in it all your life.
Right.
When you've been walking in it all your life, but through Christ, I'm growing in certain areas. I can sit back like you just told the brother a moment ago. I can sit back and tell you that yes, I'm a wicked person. And from there, I begin to try to fix things within my life.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Oh, I've always forgiven my mother, yes.
And did you tell her you forgive her for what she's done to you?
Oh, yes. How you know that? Yeah.
What did she say when you told her you forgive her for what she's done to you? What did she say?
She thanked me for that.
For giving her?
She thanked me for that, yes.
And how about your father?
Yes, I've forgiven my father as well. So he's since passed.
So then why have you dropped the anger then?
Well, haven't I dropped the anger? Because I have anger just for certain things. Let's just be honest. I live in Nashville. The traffic, that gets me angry. Stupid individuals, immigrants. We have a lot of illegal aliens here that can't drive. That just pisses me off.
But if you drop the anger, none of those things would bother you at all. You would see them happening around you, but you would not be affected. So why don't you drop the anger?
Well, I'm praying on it, brother, and I'm working on that right there. Believe that right there, Elder. I'm working on it.
And let me ask you one other quick question because of time. If you had zero problems, what would you do with yourself?
Zero problems, what would I do with myself?
If you had zero problems, what would you do with yourself?
I would try to help individuals to reach that same conclusion that I reached, whatever it was that I used to that I found that created zero problems for me. I would try to give it to my neighbor.
Amazing.
And help them to pull themselves up out of their problematic situation.
Okay. Well, it's thank you for your call, Andre, and you make a very good point about the Black main agreement with the Black leadership.
Yes.
That they wanted this civil rights thing. Now they got it. They need to be quiet.
Push that, drive that narrative. I want to hear that, drive that.
You're going to hear. Thank you for allowing me to use it. You're going to hear it from me.
Okay, brother. You be blessed.
You too, Andre. Thank you, buddy.
Love your show, man. Love you, man.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Amazing. Rob out of Virginia. There's a line open. 888-77-5-3-7-7-3. Rob out of Virginia. Welcome. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse. How are you?
Thank you.
I know how you're doing. Yeah. thank you. I love your show so much, and it's just changed my life in so many ways. I don't have enough time on the phone here, but it was interesting too, listening to the calls on the phone here, waiting to get on, and how it all kind of ties together. But at the beginning, in the first hour, you were kind of talking about AA and sponsorship. So I started going to AA like probably it's been, well, almost 19 years, but today it's 18 years.
You've been going for 18 years?
I started going about 18 years ago when I started to try to get sober. I had come to a point where I was willing to do anything, whatever it took to stop drinking. I needed peace. But anyway, I ended up getting this sponsor. And one of the first things that I did with him was he had me go through like a resentment list that's part of the steps. And you go through the people that, you know, you're angry at or you have resentments towards. And I couldn't quite figure it out, but it came to light in that first meeting that it was, you know, my mother, and it was more like the specific things that she had done to me. So I kind of worked through things with him, like forgiving that, and it seemed to help. And then I moved away from AA and like been basically Bible thumping for like the last 15 years or something.
From bad to worse.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, it's interesting because, like, the AA tells you, you know, you'll always be an alcoholic, and then it's like kind of you have to keep going or whatever. And then I just realized, you know, recently through listening to you and stuff that the church does the same thing, and, like, you're always a sinner. You're always, you know, you're not going to have peace until you die. It's like, I don't know.
It's crazy how the church tell you that you're always a sinner. And that you're not, as you just said, you're not going to have peace until you die. When Christ said that all your sins have been wiped away, the church is going against what Christ taught. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, it is. And it was hard at first hearing your message because, it kind of made me feel a little resentful towards the church. And you know, and through time I've realized silent prayer and everything and realizing that, you know, nobody knows what they're doing. But I have, you know, basically lost all my church friends, you know. And it's amazing, too, because it's really like the argument really comes down to, I'm just saying that Jesus did everything. Like, we're good. Everything's done, you know, and they just want to disagree. No, 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 you're going to sin every day. You're, you know, you're getting into heresy and all this kind of stuff. And anyway.
Well, most people, they love their, especially the Christians, they love their misery. And for you to even suggest that they could drop it, they call you heresy and all those kind of names because they don't want to get rid of their misery. They love it. They love the feeling of it. They love the fear of it. They love the worry about it. They love thinking that they're praying to God or praying to Jesus. And they don't want to let, they don't want freedom. They love hell.
No, and exactly. And apparently I did too. And I didn't realize it.
Did you forgive your mother?
I did.
Did you go to her?
I did. It was a little different. So I had forgiven her for the things she had done to me as a child, but until I heard your message, I didn't really understand that it was about the fact that I actually had been created in her image, and I was so identified. Anytime like something would happen to my mom or I'd think about my mom or whatever, it was always like this deep emotion.
Yeah.
And so I did forgive her. She was on her deathbed. She was unconscious. So I don't know what she heard, but I said what I needed to say.
Right on. And how about your father?
That's interesting. The last time I called, I was calling and I realized afterwards that I was calling to teach you and your listeners something that I had learned. And during the call, you had brought up the fact that I hadn't forgiven my father. And I was planning on it, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so that weekend, I drove down to North Carolina and talked to him in person and forgave him. And what struck me about that was actually really complicated because I knew I loved my dad and I knew I just missed him, you know, my whole life. My parents were divorced. So, you know, it was kind of like, I don't know, I understood that a lot of the hatred was my mother's hatred and blah, blah, blah. But as soon as I talked to him and then got back on the highway to drive back north, it was like the demon, like just the thoughts just rushing in. You did it wrong. You didn't say, you should have said this. You didn't say that, you know, you didn't actually do it.
Yeah.
But I said, you know what? I know I'm on the highway. I'm just keeping my eyes on the road. It's amazing. The long story short, though, that I realized that with the AA and even the church stuff, and it's been like, you know, a kind of a long journey, but all of these little things along the way, like perfectly prepared me for the day that I would first hear your message.
Right on.
And I'm grateful, you know, in a sense to AA and to the church and whatever, you know, I don't know if I would have understood it back then if I hadn't gone through this. I don't even need to think about that stuff. But
right.
I just.
But well, one thing you learned from all that other stuff, it didn't work. You went to church, you read the Bible, that didn't work. You went to AAA, that didn't work. You learned what didn't work. Now you know what works. That's amazing.
And it is working every day. I have no conflict. I stuff is just falling on me. Like I got my dream home, a new job, all of these things, and I'm not doing anything. I'm just like, just watching. And it's just, I can't thank you enough. I really, just, you're amazing. And thank you.
You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. It only got to get better. Eventually, you're going to live a life without thinking, really. You're going to know, but you will not think. A person that thinks does not know, and thinking is wrong. You will know, so stay with it.
Thank you. I'm starting to see that, and I absolutely, I mean, just, that's the other thing, too, reading the Bible has changed for me too. I've stopped trying to listen to people, but just read it as plainly as possible for myself. If I don't understand something, move on.
Yes.
Whatever.
Right.
And it's all there. Jesus did it all. Thank you.
You're welcome. Let me ask, when you went to those alcoholic meetings, program, whatever you call them. Did they have you say your name and say you're alcoholic?
Yeah, yeah.
They had you to say, my name is Rob and I'm an alcoholic.
Yes.
Well, I don't mean to laugh.
No, it is funny because now looking at it, because I would get up and say, I'm Rob, I'm an alcoholic, and then talk for 10 minutes about my fake self.
What a mess.
Oh, I love it. I love this life.
What a mess. Oh. Well, I do a lot of counseling, and lately I've been counseling with men and women who were going to the program, have been going to the program for a long time. And some of them have what they call a sponsor. When you're about to drink, you call them up, or if you're thinking about drinking or anything, and you call them up and tell them or whatever. But when they heard the message of forgiveness, forgive the mothers and the fathers, and to do the silent prayer and stop identifying with anything, that's when their lives began to change, when they stopped calling themselves those things. Because they realized they were not an alcoholic or a drug addict or a sex addict. They were doing it because they were miserable. They were trying to find peace.
Absolutely.
Amazing, man.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Will you stay with it?
Yeah. Yeah. I will. Absolutely. I get take that from the meetings, too, is, you know, one day at a time.
Right on. Yeah. One moment at a time.
That's it. That's even better.
Yeah. Thank you, Rob. Amazing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
All right,
keep it up.
I will.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Amazing. You don't have to be Christ said. All of your sins have been wiped away. But yet, you call yourself a sinner. And you say you're going to always be a sinner. My body, I'm weak. The flesh is weak. When the only thing you have to do, stop playing God. By stop being angry, which is hatred. Admit it at first and drop it. Then you can be free. But you'd rather be a sinner until you die. And then you drop your body and you're still a sinner. And you're like, what the? 888-7753-773. Let me go to Brandy out of Hawaii. Brandy, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Brandon, speak right into the phone a little louder.
Can you hear me?
I can now.
Okay. Hey, I decided to start the cleaning business.
Oh,
I made a decision.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I was just calling to tell you that I made a decision.
Right on. What's your husband say about it?
I think he's excited that I'm going to be home more and be around. Yeah, because I used to do it, so I think he's kind of excited about it. But I do find myself, like, a little nervous and anxious just from, I guess, maybe the unknown, you know, because I don't have a set job anymore. So I'm kind of just – I had my first job on Sunday, though. It made me feel a little bit better.
You but did your you first any... janitorial job?
Yeah, I did a clean out on Sunday.
Right on. That's the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah, and I have something scheduled for Friday, but, you know, just the whole, I don't have anything in the middle, and I'm kind of just up in the air handing out cards and trying to advertise at this point.
Right on. And so you say you worried about what?
I just have a little anxious, from the unknown.
Unknown or what?
You know, I don't have any.
The unknown or what?
Not having, like, a set job every day, and it's like, don't know what's going to happen and just not having money come in every day.
And when you say you are anxious about that, who are you talking about?
The devil in me.
And why are you calling that you?
Because it feels like me.
What do you mean? You seem like the devil?
Yeah, I can feel the devil in me making me anxious.
And so why are you calling it you? Do you identify with it?
I guess I still am.
And when you say it's making you anxious, who, I don't understand, who is being anxious? Who are you talking about?
Oh, Jesse, I didn't think that deep. But yeah, I guess it's not really me. It's the not me in me.
So why do you say it making me anxious?
The unknown. Because I guess I'm programmed.
You guess?
So, yeah. I'm starting to see now, especially now that you're pointing it out to me, that it's not really me.
Why don't you stop speaking that way then?
I don't know.
Do you have my seven guarantee step? The seven steps that you would do now that you start your business?
No, I forgot about that. I should get it, though. No,
I highly recommend
that is all about business, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Even if you're not about, you want to start a business or you're in business or you have a job and you want to make more money, until and you follow those steps, you'll do fine. You can go to rebuildingaman.com/store and or call 800-411 bond and order it. But congratulations.
Nice. Okay, I'll do that.
Let me ask, if you had zero problems, what would you do it yourself?
I kind of don't really have too many problems right now.
If you had zero problems, what would you do it yourself?
Oh, man, I don't know. I never thought of that. It'd be peaceful. I would lay out and get a tan.
Are you white?
It's been more, yeah.
Amazing.
That's why I need a tan.
So if you had zero problem, what would you do with yourself?
Probably what I do right now. I'm just chill at home and clean my house and chill out. My life is actually really, really peaceful because I'm off grid here in the boonies.
How can your life be peaceful?
I live like you.
How can your life be peaceful when you are worried about the future? Something you said, uncertain about the future. Something you said. How can you have peace and think about those things?
That is true.
No, that was a question.
I think it's just because I'm wrapped up in my head thinking.
And how can you have peace if you're wrapped up in your head?
It's so true. I guess I don't. I want it, but
that
I...
That was a question.
The devil...
Because
the
you said
still
you...
in my head.
You were worried about the uncertain, right?
I said I was anxious of the unknown.
And so how can you have peace and be anxious about anything?
That's true. I was thinking about
that. No,
that
was
the
a
Bible
question.
Says, never be anxious.
That was a question.
I guess I can't. And I notice it's the devil just in my head, like putting those doubts in my head.
Then,
like, you just left your job. You're an idiot. You don't have any money coming in. But I really don't need a whole lot of money. My life is really simple. So that's why it's the easiest time to do this.
Amazing.
yeah, I'm just in my head. My life is actually really peaceful, and I need to just not worry and just wait and see. I always
why don't you
that.
Do that then? Just do that. Why not just do it?
Okay.
As Nancy Reagan said, just do it.
Yeah, and honestly, I haven't even really tried yet because I just left my job a week ago, so I took the week off to organize myself and to get some rest, and then I just started passing out flyers and cards. So I'm really just beating myself up because I really have not even put effort into it.
It's Nike. Oh, yeah. Nancy Reagan, just do it as Nike?
Just say no as Nancy Reagan.
Oh!
Just do it as Nike.
What? Congratulations. Let me know how it goes, all right?
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Congratulations,
Appreciate
Brandon.
It.
Okay. I got to take a quick break. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Jesse. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning, every day, Monday through Friday. TheHakeReport.com. And then from 9 to 11, and after The Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. You black. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. And after that, The American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 12 noon. Amazing, huh? And a quick reminder, Father's Day is coming up. Father's Day is coming up. Get ready. We're going to have a hootenanny of a time. And we have special going on for our shout-outs for the fathers. A special. And it's going to end on June 6th at 10 p.m. Pacific time. So rush to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, and get your Father's Day shout-outs in. All right? Amazing. He gonna smile. Can you imagine your father getting a shout out and it came from the Jesse Lee Peterson Show from you? Yeah, he gonna smile like Natty going nose. So go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. I want to mention this. In case you're not paying attention, and I think most people are right now, America and the world is so fortunate. I use the word blessed to have Donald Trump running America right now. What manner of man is this? Not only does the wind and sea obeys him, the world obeys him. Really, it's amazing the power and the authority that Donald Trump has. And it's driving, the light of Donald Trump is driving the darkness of other people crazy. Really, they don't know what to do with it. They don't understand it. They don't understand why or how. And it's driving them crazy. It's driving them, they can't handle it. And in the same way, when you wake up for those who are working on themselves and want to wake up from the sleep, slumber, the people around you will go crazy. Your family members, your mama, your daddy. Well, sometimes the daddies love it because the daddy is not as bad as the mama. But your friends, they're going to go nuts because the darkness hates the light. All power and authority has been given to the children of God. And just because you're a Christian, that doesn't mean you're a child of God. Just FYI. Or Allah Abba or Catholic or Mormon or whatever. All those who have returned to the Father. You will understand Donald Trump. And you will see where he's coming from, what's driving him. We are fortunate to have Donald Trump as the president of the United States of America. Donald Trump is so amazing that the children of darkness are like protecting illegal aliens. They're like trying to keep people in the country that will kill you, rob you, rape you, steal from you, carjack you, have a car accident with you. And these people, the government and some of the voters, are protecting illegal aliens. Think about that. Because they don't know what to do with the light of Donald Trump. They don't know what to do with the light. They have no love. Zero love. You have government politicians going to visit the illegal aliens in El Salvador and now in America because they love the darkness and they hate the light. Isn't that amazing? Think about it. Smoke on that one. That is mind-blowing to me, but I understand it, and I'm fortunate to once again see it happen in my country, America. And I remember the good old days when America was amazing. It was men like Donald Trump running it. So count your blessings. Name them one by one. All right? Name them one by one. In China, according to these reports, don't like it at all. They still trying to infect us. What the? They want to stop the light. ABC 23 is reporting two Chinese researchers are facing multiple charges for allegedly smuggling a potential argo-terrorism. Not a protein, but a potential argo-terrorism weapon into the United States. Watch this from Fox 2 Detroit.
My name is Yunqing Jian.
33-year-old Yuxin Jian, a scientist and student from China working as a postdoctoral research fellow in a lab at the University of Michigan. On Tuesday, inside federal court, charged with conspiracy, smuggling, and making false statements. It's alleged her boyfriend, 34-year-old Yangyang Lu, also a scientist from China, was caught at Detroit Metro Airport smuggling a dangerous fungus into the country. Fusarium graminearum attacks barley, corn, and wheat, and could be used for purposes of agroterrorism. According to this complaint, in July of 2024, Customs and Border Patrol found a wad of tissues in a pocket in Liu's backpack. Investigators say the tissues concealed a note in Chinese, a round piece of filter paper with a series of circles drawn on it, and four clear plastic baggies with small clumps of reddish plant material inside. Investigators say Liu lied about the materials before admitting he was smuggling them in to do research at the lab where his girlfriend was working at the University of Michigan. Investigators say Liu's iPhone contained an article titled 2018 Plant Pathogen Warfare Under Changing Climate Conditions. They also uncovered messages between the two conspiring to bring pathogens into the United States. He was denied entry and sent back. It's believed he's currently back in China. His girlfriend, Jian, is still here, now facing serious charges.
Wow. Oh, we got the rice. Amazing. Think about that. Had Obama or Joe Biden been in office, that would have gotten through. It would have just gone right and walked right in with it. And that little Chinese girl looked so nice and innocent, huh? Like she wouldn't hurt a fly. And yet, according to the story, allegedly, she would still kill all the American people. But she looked like she wouldn't hurt a fly.
My name is...
Oh, she just won't hurt anybody. She looked like the kind of mother...
33-year-old.
She looked like the type of mother where that turned the children away from the father. And she has that innocent look. And the kids think that she's a victim.
33.
What's going on?
I keep trying to play the moment where she says her name all cute. Oh, she's all like, oh, my name is Chin Chin.
Maybe you want to date her. And then she puts some of that stuff in your food. In your rice. What the? Isn't that something?
My name is Yun Qing Jie.
33-year-old.
And if Donald Trump wasn't in office, that guy would have walked right into America, right into Michigan, and right into the lab. Investigators said they found evidence that biological material was smuggled before this incident, and that the researchers have ties to the Chinese Communist Party. Watch this.
Conspiracy to commit an offense or defraud the United States. Smuggling goods into the United States, false statements.
We're not allowed to have cameras in federal court, but I can tell you that this defendant looked very scared. She was handcuffed and shackled at the waist. She closed her eyes as the charges against her were read. According to the complaint, investigators say they found evidence that Jian smuggled biological materials into the United States prior to this, and that she is loyal to the Chinese Communist Party, which they say helped finance her studies and research.
Let me ask the government, what is your position on bond?
The government's seeking detention, Your Honor.
Seeking detention because they say she's a flight risk. The University of Michigan issued a statement condemning any actions that seek to cause harm or threaten national security. The university says it has received no funding from the Chinese government in relation to research conducted by the accused.
Amazing, huh? You better be thanking God that Donald Trump is in office, the great white hope. Let me see what he has to say today, by the way. He's kind of quiet this morning.
When you open your heart to patriotism, there is no room for prejudice.
Amazing. The great white hope. You better be counting your blessing, folks. Because if that Joe Biden was still there, or God forbid, that female, what was her name? Camilla?
Right.
If Camilla in the White House, Mr. Chi Yong himself would have brought it in. The president of China. Chi Yong.
You're making me forget how to pronounce that guy's name.
You can't blame me.
Yes, I can.
Xi Jinping. Dare and tell me in my ear. Xi Jinping. He would have brought it over himself in his suitcase and would walk right in with it.
I don't think he would do that to us.
Allegedly. What do you mean?
Maybe it was somebody underneath him that he didn't know about it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He ain't know. He's just the president. Mr. Chain didn't know. I believe if Joe Biden or Kamala Harris, or Obama was in there, or any Democrats were president, Anybody can walk right in. Not only do I believe, we see it all the time. When we saw it all the time when they were in the White House. Super chat.
Nice. Super chat.
Super chat.
Over on pilled.net/.
My producer said this is why Trump needs to stop all flights coming out of China into the United States of America. And I agree. Amazing. Especially if this is true.
Yeah. KOC gifted the can on Pilled. What's your take on tertium non datur pertaining to the biblical question of the week? And tertium non datur.
I don't know what that is.
Tertium non datur, whatever.
Is they from France or something?
It's a Latin phrase.
Oh.
Translates to no third thing is given. It's like the law of the excluded middle. The principle says for either the proposition or its negation is true. There's no middle ground.
I don't understand any of that.
I tried to ask him. I don't know if he responded to my asking for clarification on what he's asking.
Clarify.
I tried.
Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Thank you, KOC.
Yeah.
Nice. Shout out to Pilled.
Shout out.
Depressed toilet, Jesse. Everyone talking about black fatigue lately. Will anything start to change, or is it just talking about it just a current trend?
That's a good point. A good question. I think I don't know, but I do know that all races are now sick of the blacks. They're like done with them. They're fed up. They don't like them. They don't want to be bothered with them. They don't want to live next door to them. Except for those white liberals and black liberals who are using the blacks to continue to encourage them to be violent and out of control and begging and blaming. But I do know that all people are done with them now. So I don't know if that's going to change or what will happen from that. But it's an interesting question. Amazing. Thank you.
And over on YouTube, Aaron G., when I drop anger, it feels like I'm vulnerable and weak. When I hold on to anger, it feels like I'm powerful. Why does it seem this way? Are all the feelings a trick?
Repeat that.
When I drop my anger, I feel vulnerable and weak. When I hold on to anger, it feels I'm powerful. Why does it seem this way? Are all the feelings a trick?
Yes. Emotions are evil, and they're not you. So don't base overcoming on how you feel at all, right? So don't judge it. As a matter of fact, just say a way to see. And just don't call those emotions you, period. Whether you feel weak or strong, there is no feeling in strength at all. Zero. You don't think about it. You don't think, oh, I'm strong. And you don't think, oh, I'm weak. So just stay with it, and let thoughts and emotions disappear. God is not a God of emotions, period. He's a dispassionate God. Stay with it. Amazing.
Depressed toilet with another Jesse. Hiroshima and Nagasaki able to recover from the atomic bomb. They were. But cities in the United States, majority black, seem never to recover from their destruction. Blacks worse than bombs?
There are blacks who are starting to recover because they realize that the anger is what's keeping them back or down and unhappy and lost. And emotional. And so they're starting to realize, men and women, blacks, that they need to forgive their mothers. They just didn't know that they needed to forgive their mother because the black woman had been set up to be God. And mama can do no wrong. And even those that know that mama is wrong, the black mother is wrong, they're afraid to do it, but they do it anyway. Forgive her. Go and forgive her. And they are made free. So slowly but surely, a few are changing, but most will never change. And every human being on this side of heaven, if they want to be free from anger, fear, and emotions, they got to forgive their mothers and return to the fathers. It ain't going to work any other way. Amazing. Thank you.
And over on YouTube, William, what's the story behind Jessica's baby's daddy? I hear you say it every now and then when you talk about the blacks. What do you mean, LOL?
Everybody is a victim. Except baby Jessica's daddy. What the? You know what I mean by that?
You told the story, and I eventually looked it up.
And what's the story?
Baby Jessica's father is Chip McClure, involved in a highly publicized rescue of his daughter, Jessica McClure, who fell into a well in her aunt's backyard, Midland, Texas, October 14th, 1987, at 18 months old. The rescue operation lasted 58 and a half hours and garnered worldwide attention. A notable figure referred to as Baby Jessica's dad is Jean DeBoer, part of a custody battle over the same child after her rescue. Jan and his wife, Roberta DeBoer, attempted to adopt Jessica, but the Supreme Courts of Iowa and Michigan ordered her to be returned to her biological father, Daniel Schmidt. What?
I didn't know that part.
I wonder if this is confusing. This is AI telling me this.
Oh, Lord.
So AI is not reliable. These are two different fathers associated with the same child, but I see three different names.
Well, I don't know about all that. I just know about the story where this little girl fell in the well. And for days, it was a big deal all around the world. And we paid probably everybody, except maybe one or two, paid close attention to that story. Really. It was like we're looking at the end of the world happening. We paid attention to that story. And that's why it stuck in my mind forever. And then one time I heard Oprah say, when she was doing these stories about drugs, she like, everybody's on drugs, except baby Jessica's daddy. And that stuck in my head, too. So that's why I got that phrase from, from her. Amazing. Thank you.
So this was giving me two different stories entirely.
It sounded like it.
Zit, Jesse, why am I stubborn? I see myself being a tyrant.
Because you love your misery? Really? You love the thrill. If you didn't love the thrill, you would let go and go through it. Straight through hell in order to get to heaven. Stop calling it you, all right? Amazing. Thank you.
Anissa, Jesse, I'm glad I found your platform.
Right on. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Greg,
you haven't seen anything yet.
Gregatron says, here you go.
Here you go. Thank you, Gregatron. I got to stop there.
We'll read more later, guys.
Thank you. Oh, amazing. Let me go to Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Rick, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Anything yet?
Oh, Lord.
Here you go.
Lord have mercy.
Here you go. Thank you, Gregatron. I got to stop there.
Help me, Jesus.
Later, thank you.
Rick, that's there. Help me, Jesus. Let me go to Don, a first-time caller out of UK. Excuse me. Don, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Don.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey.
So, originally, I had a question about silent prayer.
Yes.
But during the time waiting, I want to ask something else. Is that okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I've been listening to you and watching you for a while now, but things just don't seem to be working well for me.
Don, can you hold on for me? Let me take a quick break, and when I come back, I'm coming straight to your call, all right?
Okay, no problem.
Hold on. I got to take a break. One more hour to go. Manhood hour's coming up. Hate news right now, not the fake news, but the hate news. And I'll be right back.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
Serious mess going on in the world, but some good things too. Doge cuts, are they still happening? I don't know. Violent crime prevention, what a mess. Some fake news about that. They're accusing Trump of saying something false. You know they're lying too. If Trump said something false, they're saying something falser. And this fake thing called gender affirming care. A terrible euphemism, huh? A terrible euphemism for what it is not. Terrible. And also, there is one line open. You can call in even right now, even during Hake News, Not Fake News. And JLP will be right back to your calls for Manhood Hour, the third hour every Wednesday. It's June 4th, AD 2025. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, you can catch the Hake Report. And then after the Hake Report, Joelle Friday TV. And then American Anchor, baby. Very nice. Catch them all. You can go to punchy.tv if you want to find the links to each person's show. Or even watch them right there on punchy.tv. Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports, our greatest president, Trump, has asked Congress to sign off on some of the federal spending cuts that the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, sought to make unilaterally. The white on the inside White House request totals $9.4 billion. A measly $9.4 billion. You can't cut that. You can't cut anything. Targets both the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and viewers like you. Just kidding, not that part. Which funds NPR and PBS, and the United States Agency for International Development, USAID. The annual budget of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting is about $535 million. Ridiculous. Just $1.60 per taxpayer every year. It's worth it. Every little bit counts, am I right? And even though the United States has been the largest provider for humanitarian assistance globally, if you believe in the ball earth, which I do, foreign aid accounts for less than 1% of the U.S. budget. Congressional approval would codify the DOGE cuts into law so that they could not be reversed by the next administration and would help insulate the Trump administration from legal challenges. Nice. Violent crime prevention. Psh. On the campaign trail, President Trump, according to Commie Nonsense Network, if you believe them, falsely claimed that violent crime had skyrocketed in the United States and that communities were less safe. Oh, well, that is true. Although the FBI reported both violent and property crime had declined during the Biden administration, but they didn't have all the info. Trump continued to present a picture of unbridled crime in America, which it is. Yet since Trump returned to the white on the inside White House, and made it white on the inside again, because it was black under Biden, just dark evil, his administration has eliminated about $500 million in grants to organizations that bolster public safety. Yeah, right. Including many working to prevent gun violence. Those grant cuts have prompted layoffs and reductions in state and local services around the country, as well as legal proceedings against the Department of Justice. Whatever. And a federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to continue providing gender-affirming care, which is not what it is, to so-called transgender inmates in federal prisons. So if you commit a federal crime and you think you're a transgender, you can get your gender-affirming care from the taxpayers or the government or whatever. Earlier this year, Trump told the Bureau of Prisons, BOP, to revise its policies to ensure no federal funds are expended for any medical procedure, treatment, or drug for the purpose of conforming an inmate's appearance to that of the opposite sex. Nice. A group of transgender inmates challenged the order, probably along with the evil ACLU or some gross organization like that, un-American organization like that, maybe. U.S. District Judge Royce Lamberth said they were likely to succeed in their claim the agency had violated federal rulemaking procedures. Nothing in the thin record before the court suggests that either the BOP, Bureau of Prisons, or President consciously took stock of, much less studied, the potential debilitating effects that the new policies could have on transgender inmates, blah, 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 blah. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Manhood Hour.
Somewhere in the world today, men have got to stand up strong. Ain't the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racist with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. What the? You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy. What will happen if you neither agree nor disagree with others? What will happen if you neither agreed or disagree with others? Amazing question. If you're busy running around, podcast the show. All the shows you can podcast. If you're not able to just sit and watch it at the time, but you got to run around doing something. Maybe you're in prison and you don't want the illegal alien to be a witness to your whatever crime you've been accused of. And you're trying to write a note that like you want to kill Donald Trump, but the illegal alien did it. And you tell your mama to mail the letter to Trump. Whatever you're doing. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by call, or maybe you're just screaming because you tick at the light of Donald Trump. You're upset. You don't know what to do. You're going crazy. You're visiting illegal aliens in jail. You're like organizing in the neighborhood to keep the ICE people from collecting them. Whatever you're doing. Or you're just relaxing. Or you're just exercising. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the Listen Line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bonda JLP Cash App. It's Wednesday. It's the last hour of the show on Wednesday. And we're taking all calls at 888-77-JESSE. But it is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. Yo, yikes. A man is a male return to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
The father of a third grader attending Minneapolis public schools is demanding answers tonight.
My son, 2 weeks ago, was exposed to...
With the dad who says his boy saw pornography while using a teacher's iPad.
Nobody had the decency to make my son important enough to show up to that meeting in the morning to tell me why he was able to be exposed to this type of material. So now I ask y'all, what are y'all planning to do about this? How are y'all going to protect these children and hide this material from them?
That's your job.
That's true. It's the father's job, not the teacher's job. Amazing. If the fathers and the mothers would do their job, then the teacher would have no other choice. But the parents are not doing their job, so the teachers get away with it. Did you know that all parents hate their children? You found it? What? Now you lost your baby. I'm talking to that anchor baby. He lost his baby. He's looking desperately for his baby. What? Where am I? Did you know that all parents hate their children and they have taught them wrong? They have taught their children to live a life of misery and not a life of freedom. All parents, they didn't love you. They don't love you. And because you've taken on their identity, you're living in the way that they have taught you. And if you should get married and have children, unless you overcome, you're going to do the same thing. Generation after generation, there's no love in families. Zero love in families. And the proof is in the pudding. The proof is in the pudding. Look at your family. Look at how you are as a result of your mother and your father, but especially the mother. But your father didn't protect you, so he didn't love you. He did the best he could. But parents do not love children. Christian parents are non-Christian alike. Allahu Abba parents, Jewish parents, whatever, the Pope parents, Pope people, parent, they don't love their children. If they did, you would grow up in peace. Really. But you can overcome. You're not stuck. Unless you want to be stuck. It's up to you. 888-7753-773. Let's go back to Don, a first-time caller out of the UK. Don, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
So I was saying that I forgave my parents, and I've been doing the silent prayer consistently.
Uh-huh.
But all the fear and worry is only getting worse. It's not going away. And as of recently, even the silent prayer isn't working, because normally it would take some of it off. But now I can just sit for 30 minutes to an hour in just pure anguish. And honestly, I can't handle it. I can't handle it anymore. So I went back to some old habits to ease myself a bit. So my question is, why is it no longer working?
How do you know it's getting worse?
Because I feel like I am going insane. If not, I am insane. I don't know. I can't think straight. Everything feels overwhelming. I barely sleep. I don't know. Even I'm super nervous just speaking over the phone.
And why do you call that getting worse?
I don't know. I don't have an answer to that.
What I want you to know is so deep, more than you can realize right now. It's not getting worse. It's getting better. And what's happening is your old nature is dying. And those spirits, which are not you, they're screaming. They're telling you it's too hard. They're saying to you, it's not working. They're saying to you, feel all this pain in your body. Be afraid. Be worried. And they're telling you that because the light, the truth, is shining on the darkness, which are evil spirit, emotions, and stuff like that. And they are feeling the pain of the light, and they don't want to die. They don't want to leave you. And so they're desperately trying to get you to overreact rather than going through it and not calling you so that they have to leave your body. It's getting better. It's not getting worse. And I promise you, if you stay with this, in the beginning of working on yourself, the pain is overwhelming. It's great. And then after the pain is gone, and it will if you stay with it, silence comes. You can't find words to say. And then once the silence is gone, perfect peace is at hand. You're on your way. It's working, but it is telling you that it's not, because you are identifying with the pain rather than knowing that it's not you and don't call it you. And the pain that you feel is happening in your body, but it's not happening to you. The thoughts that you're having is in the imagination, in the hair, in the imagination, and it's not you. It's working, man.
Even so, it's incredibly hard to function in day-to-day life, especially work. Like, all I just feel at work is just this pain in my stomach.
Beautiful. And describe the pain. What the pain feel like?
I can barely breathe.
And it's not medical, right?
No. It's pure fear and worry and anxiety.
Beautiful. It's not you. Even with, you can barely breathe, you can barely walk, you can barely talk. Go to work, do your job, go home. Go to work, live with this, sleep with this, eat with this, be with it. And don't call it you. Don't try to escape by getting drunk or having sex or whatever, right? You stay with it. This thing is dying, and you shall have life. When you're going through hell right now, you're going through the valley of the shadow of death. And God is with you. He's not going to let you fall. Go through it if you want to overcome this. And on the other side of hell is heaven. This is amazing, man. It's working. The truth is with you. The truth is working on you, for you, day and night. And this thing hate it. Those spirits of emotions hate it. And the feeling that you have in your body, it's in the body. It's in the flesh, but it's not in you. You are not feeling anything. It's the fake you, the not you, that's feeling the pain. It's not you at all. The real you cannot feel pain. All this stuff is happening is in your ego body, in the body of evil. It's not you.
I know all this intellectually. I hear you say it a lot.
Yeah.
But it's a lot harder to deal with. Like, out of this pain, I've already made some rash decisions. Like, I've decided to quit my job because I couldn't handle the stress or the pain.
So did you already quit your job?
Not yet. I'm leaving a month and a half.
Don't quit your job. I mean, do what you want, but I wouldn't quit my job because it has nothing to do with that. It's spiritual.
I believe that it was making it worse.
No, it wasn't. What was making it worse is when you were doing the silent prayer and you were watching those thoughts. That was making it worse. It wasn't making you worse. It was making it worse, but you think that is you. How old are you?
22.
Wow, you're young. You're so fortunate. unless you go away from it. To be waking up at such an early age, you're missing a whole lot. The truth is,
I have walked away from it several times, but I always kept coming back because nothing else really worked.
I rest my case. Once you wake up and you start overcome it, there's nothing to go back to, because all of the illusions are falling away and they are disappearing. Because people go back to imagination, those who give up, and they think they're going back to something. It's just an illusion. So right on. I recommend you stay with it, but do what you want. It's up to you. I'm telling you, though, based on everything you've said, it's working. But the darkness doesn't want you to know it's working. It wants you to think it's not working. And the pain you feel is not yours, it's not you, it's not even happening to you, even though you feel it in your body. It's not happening to you, it's happening to it. And don't call it you, and you'll be fine if you go through it. And as a matter of fact, don't forget your question, but the more pain you have, the sooner you will get over it.
Okay, I hope that's true.
It is true.
So how do I still stay productive with all this pain? How do I still get stuff done? Like, it's so hard for me to just do basic things. All I want to do is just stay in one place and do nothing. But even that, it just causes me pain, because then the voices in my head tell me, you're procrastinating and there's stuff to do. There's if you don't do this, then it will bite you back in the end.
Don't believe the voices, and then go to work, put one foot before the other one, one step at a time, do your job. Don't complain about anything. Just watch it. Don't complain to the employees about how you're feeling or anything, and quietly go through this, and the spirit of truth will destroy it. Just go to work, do your job. And it's going to tell you, oh, Lord, you can't go to work today. You can't make it. You're not going to be able to talk or speak at work. You this, you that. Don't believe it. Those voices in your head are not yours. They are using your voice to pretend or make you think that they're you, but they're not. You are not your thoughts. You're not those voices. You're not the emotions, the fear, the loneliness, the doubt, whatever. It's not you, buddy. But it want you to think it is. That's not you saying those things to yourself. It's the spirit of evil. And that's in every human being on this side of heaven. It's in everyone. But only a few get to go through what you're going through, because most people don't want to overcome. They love that misery that you're experiencing right now. Most people love that.
Some of them seem pretty convincing. Like, how a lot of people say that, oh, to overcome this, you need to eat right, exercise, make more money. And from what I see, well, on the internet anyway, they genuinely seem, you know, content and at peace.
But they're not. They're lying. Well, money, exercise, food, or anything going to solve the spiritual issues. And those people who look like they're happy, they're making book of money, they're very popular on the internet, it's all a show, and they have to work overtime to keep that going, because they're trying to hold on to this illusion that they have peace and they're free. But the moment they stop, reality sets in again that they are no good.
Okay. I don't know what else to ask.
You're on your way, I'm telling you. It is working. And all the voices that you're hearing about this or that, all the feelings you're having, those are not you. Those things are not you at all. In order to have a life, you got to give up a life. You got
to
give up.
I don't know. I don't know what that means, to be honest.
Beautiful. It's happening, man. And I'm telling you, but you got to stay with it and be willing to go through it. Don't quit your job. Go to work. Don't and have your little meals and things like that. You may have to spend time by yourself for now because you're not going to feel like playing with anyone and all that kind of stuff because you're not going to be interested in that. But you're on your way. It's going to always, in the beginning, the pain is rough because now you've awakened the ego nature by shining the light on it, admitting you're wrong, that anger is evil, you admitted that you're evil. So you awaken the darkness by the light, and now the darkness doesn't can't handle the light. It's not you.
I've been on this journey on and off, as I've said, for a long time now. So, sometimes it feels like it's just a never-ending trail. I'm going nowhere. Nothing is changing day to day.
But it's not true. I know I went through the same thing. It's been when I first started out, and the pain and the thoughts were overwhelming. They would literally say to me, "Oh, it's not working. Look how you feel. You feel afraid. You feel lonely. You feel this or that." And they would say, "It's not working. Where is God?" It used to literally tell me or say to me, "Where is God now?" And then I would hear my voice saying that. I would hear my voice saying that. I'd be like, "Yeah, where is God?" That's what I'd be thinking. And then I would catch myself. And that's not me saying that. I would never say that. And I kept reminding myself it wasn't me. And endured that pain. And I'm telling you, man, it gets better and better. And then you get to a point where you don't feel any pain. You don't have any thoughts. It's just a quietness come. And then after that, you're free.
Really hope this won't take me like 30 years because I kind of want it now.
Don't hope for that. Have a way to see. You must be willing to endure to the end. And the person that endures to the end, male or female, that's the one getting the prize. I understand that too. I'll be like, "Wow, I want this to be over. This is too much. This is too long. Stop it. Don't do that. You deal with it now." What?
Okay. And I try to be smart and I intentionally do nothing. I can stay in the silent prayer for an hour or more if I want to, but it only gets worse.
Right. And it is getting worse because it is dying. Meaning that it's being taken away from you. And those spirits going to have to go and make a home in somebody else because evil lives inside of human beings. And so they're going to have to find another home. And they don't want to do that. They want to stay in the house that they have already invaded. They want to stay in you.
Would it be worth trying to do the silent prayer for, I don't know, 12 hours or 24 hours just to get it over with? Would that work?
No. What's going to happen is you be quiet, do the silent prayer, and then during the day, practice being aware of what's happening on the inside of you. Be aware of the thoughts and the feelings that you're having, but don't call them you.
I'm very aware of that, especially at work.
Yes.
But being aware of them does not make them go away.
Yes, it is. They are going away. You just don't know it. They're going away, but just be patient. They're going away. And don't do it trying to rush it or wishing that you didn't have to go through it or anything. Don't have any ideas about it, how long it's going to last or not last, the pain, or anything. You got to die from all those ideas as well. You got to die from all thoughts, all emotions, all ideas, all everything. And you will if you stay with it, Don. I literally hear you saying it is working. It's just that you don't realize it's working because you believe in the lie that it's not working.
Yeah, and then I start to to hate myself and get frustrated for believing the lie and so on and so forth.
And who is the self that you're hating?
I don't know.
Describe the self.
I don't know. I hear you ask this question a lot, and I don't know.
Because there is no you. You are not hating you. It is hating it, and it pretend to be you. When you say you're hating you, you're on an ego trip. There is no you. That's part of the ego nature to believe that is you. It's no you. It's lying to you even about that. So there is no self to hate.
I don't think I'll understand what you just said for quite some time.
Don't try to understand. That's beautiful. Know that you don't understand. Don't try to understand, and understanding will come. In your weakness is when you're made strong, right? So understanding will come. That's beautiful. That way you don't just repeat it. Knowing that you don't understand it is the beginning of understanding.
Yeah, what I actually find or caught myself doing was repeating what you're saying, and I think a lot of people do that too.
And that's fine, because you got the knowledge of it, but you eventually let the knowledge go. That's fine too, because we get the knowledge, so for a while we repeat what we hear. But for those who sincerely want to overcome, they drop that, and they start to see and understand, and that's what's happening to you right now.
Okay. One more question.
Yeah.
How, so we have you know, for guidance. Who did you have? How on earth did you do this all by yourself?
I asked God to let me see what was wrong with me. I was emotional like every human being on earth, but I didn't know I had my mother's nature. I didn't know that I resented her because I thought I loved my mother. But I had my mother's thoughts and emotions like every human being on earth. And he allowed me to see that I had to forgive. That was holding me back. And I went and forgave, and everything changed. And I used to do the hooping and holler prayer. Oh, Lord, help me, please. I'm crying, praying for mom and dad and everybody. And those prayers were not heard by God. They were heard by Satan. But it wasn't until I asked God what's wrong with me. Why am I so emotional? Why do I have this fear? I go to church. I read the Bible. It's just not working. It's only when I sent up a sincere prayer of like, I can't do this. Nothing is working. It's when things start to change.
Okay.
It's working, Don. Don't let the devil tell you, those spirits tell you that it's not working. It is working. That's why they're telling you that it's not working, because it is working. And don't believe the lie. Those thoughts are lying to you, and stop calling them you. When you feel that pain in your body, I feel the pain in my body, but I'm not the pain. I feel the pain in the body, but I'm not the body. I see those thoughts, but those are not my thoughts. I see it and not me. Even if you have to just say that to yourself for a while to remind yourself that it's not you, you'll be fine. But you, if you want to die, buddy, there's no other way out. You got to go through hell.
Okay. Seems like I have no choice.
You don't. Because you've come too far. You can't go back even if you wanted to. You're right at the gates of hell. Just go through it. And then on the other side is heaven. Every human being has to say, there's not one person you ever seen, ever heard of, ever will see that don't have the same problem you're having, but they're not going through it because they love their hell and they love trying to inflict it on others. But you don't love your hell. That's why you're giving it up. You're letting it go. You're dying from it.
So whilst all this is happening, how do I carry on living? Do I just...
One step at a time, one day at a time, watching those thoughts, not calling them you, and go about your day. Don't quit your job, have your meals, and just go about your day. and let all ideas disappear.
Ideas meaning what?
About what you're going through, and about God, and about this, and that I got to give up, and this is too long, and this is too hard, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I have a lot of those.
Yeah, it's not you, though. And he said, will you say, hey, if you catch yourself in a good moment?
If we caught you, the caller, in a good moment on the internet, we'd think that you're doing fine. Just like you think that the success are doing fine.
Yeah. Those people are not doing well at all, man. They're deceiving you. And don't want to be like them anyway. All right? The treasure chest is now open on D-Live. Hold on, buddy. Back in a moment.
On this side of heaven.
I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. I mentioned the treasure chest is open on D-Live. And Stretch Off are happening on Peel. Am I right, James?
Right.
What? Stretch Offs are happening on Peel. My producer's talking to me in my ear here. The Hake Report is coming up next. At the top of this hour, the Hake Report. And then Joy of Friday TV. And then the American Anchor Baby. Get ready. Make sure you support Bond. You see what we're trying to do? Help others. You've been helped. Make a donation. Go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-BOND. Or you can mail a check a money order into the post office. The information is on the website, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. And if you missed that, go on the website, rebuildingdemand.com/donate. The information's there. Or call 800-411-BOND if you need the mailing address. We have a free newsletter you can get at no cost. It goes out every 3 months, I think, something like that. You can get it. So request it. Request it by going to rebuildingdemand.com, right? Or call 800-411-BOND. We can mail it to you. No cost to you. And check out our merch, Punchy's Coffee merch and stuff like that. Everything we sell goes back into the organization. So you're helping us in that way as well to get the work done. All right. Let me just finish up with Don out of the UK. Don, you have one other quick question or statement? Comment?
Yes. It was regarding the, people on the internet anyways, or business owners, people with plenty of money, in order to accumulate that much wealth, I don't believe anyway that you can achieve that with things like fear and doubt and anxiety. So simply because they have those things and the way that they speak, I believe that they don't have fear and worry.
But what you don't understand, that's why they achieve those things, because they are in fear. They do have fear. They do have worry. And they do what a drug addict or alcoholic does. they think that if they got an education or if they made a lot of money or they have a so-called status, that that's going to make them have, cause them to have peace, and it doesn't. And then now they got to work overtime to try to hold on to that, because if they get one moment of downtime, they feel like nothing, like something is wrong. And so they got to go back out there and work a little harder. Maybe if I made a little bit more money, or maybe if I had one or two more friends, or maybe if I got married, or maybe if I made a lot of children, or maybe if I made another video. They're doing it out of fear. They're not doing it out of peace. And you're reading it wrong.
So if they say that they have peace or are living a good life, they are lying?
Yes.
Okay.
And don't want to be like them. You be you. Don't try to be like anyone, because you made them or that your God. And you shall have no other God but God. You should only love the truth, seek the truth, and love the truth with all your heart, soul, and might, along with nothing else or nobody else. Otherwise, you made that your God.
How do I make someone my God again, if I believe what they say?
By wanting to be like someone else, or wanting to, or wanting to get married, or wanting to have children, or wanting money, or wanting anything. You get those things, you have made them your God, and then you will lose them.
Okay.
Let them wish them well, but you be you. You work on you, and you'll be fine. If you just have a glass of water and a piece of cornbread on your table, you'll be happy with that.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Stay with it, man. I'm telling you, it's working. When those spirits try to tell you it's not working, they're lying to you because they want you to stop. They want you to turn away from the light and back toward the darkness. That's not you telling you that.
Well, okay. My biggest problem is just functioning throughout the day, because it's getting worse. It's getting worse. Like, now I have started to escape into food and escape into the internet.
I'm telling you, if you go back like that and you continue, it's going to be worse than what you've left, what you're leaving, because you go back into hell, it's double trouble. Because you're going back into hell. And it will be worse than the hell that you're overcoming.
So your suggestion is to just do nothing and
do nothing but watch it. Do nothing but watch it. Don't call it you. Go to work. Have your little dinner. If you got to be alone, be alone. And I'm telling you, and don't worry about how long it takes, how painful it gets, the Father's with you.
Okay.
I wish you well, Don.
Thank you.
What the? You'll be fine, man. Stay with it. Do what you want, but I recommend you stay with it. That old nature is dying. And don't blame anyone for the way you feel, what you're thinking.
I don't.
Because it has nothing to do with anyone else but you. No matter how they are, has nothing to do with you. All right?
Yeah.
Count it all joy when you're feeling the pain.
I actually hear that in my head.
Tribulations work as patience in your life. You're being tried by the fire, and the flame gets so hot that you can't even see the sky for the smoke in your eyes. But stay with it.
Okay.
I wish you well. I got to run. I can't play no more.
Okay.
All
right, thanks, Jesse.
You're welcome, buddy. Oh, amazing. 888-7753-773. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Tweak on pilled.net/JesseLeePeterson. Ooh, exciting. what would have happened if Hillary had gotten back in 2016?
I don't even want to think about it. Talk about not thinking about the past.
Indeed.
That's one past I don't want to think about. Thank you.
On buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Eric, three coffees in response to the biblical question, what it would happen if you neither agreed nor disagreed with others?
Yes.
I don't agree or disagree. I know or I don't know, says Eric.
Amazing. I put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Three coffees from Cesar or Caesar. Hey, Jesse, when you were telling Phyllis that you forgave your mother because you had resentment toward her,
yes.
Did you have resentment in that moment, meaning you were feeling mad at her right before you went to her, or because you had it at one point in your life and held on to it?
Yeah, I had it all my life.
Unconsciously.
I had it all my life unconsciously as a kid I grew up with it, but I didn't know that that's what it was because hatred. Anger feels like love. It feels like you love your mama or your daddy. It feels like love, but it's hate. And until it revealed to me, I didn't know that. Amazing. Thank you.
Mike Young. Hey, Jesse, I don't know if you agree or disagree, but the only people who would defend illegal aliens are blacks who hate white people, Mexican-Americans who hate America, politicians who live behind gated communities who are protected by bodyguards. What do you think, Jesse?
Well, it's definite. There are all kind of races of people. Defending liberal females and males and all kind of races defending the illegal alien. They're doing it because they hate Trump. They hate the light in Trump. And then they're emotional, so they think that they have love for the illegal. What the? But it's the driving force is the evil in them that's hating the darkness in them, that's hating the light in Donald Trump. Amazing. Thank you.
On X Live, Joe, JLP, I would love to see you interview the president.
I would love that. I would like to interview the Great White Hope, Donald Trump. I would, the guy from X,
Elon Musk,
Netanyahu, and Putin. Amazing. Thank you.
Nice. And on D Live, Elijah, Israel is a bigger threat to the United States security than China.
I love Israel. Amazing. Thank you.
Handy News, Gifted the Can. Have a blessed day all.
Thank you. You too.
Christine from Germany, Five Coffees. Greetings from Germany, Jesse. I always telling my people about you, and I use several times the phrase, when she crying, she lying, on a couple of my girlfriends when they complain about their men. They always go berserk on me. Haha, love you. Keep up the amazing work, heart.
I will, and thank you, and thank for your support to help us to help others. Her around the world by everybody, and they mama if you're black. Everybody their mama if you're white. And you're right. When she's crying, she's lying. Amazing. Thank you.
And Eric, three coffees. If I had zero problems, what would I do with myself?
Yes.
I wouldn't think. I'd use common sense. There's no such thing as a problem without an emotion. I would live free from the hell of the imagination, objectively perceive thoughts, just be.
Amazing. Thank you.
Seville, three coffees. Jesse, what do you mean when you said if you drop your body in anger, you will be stuck? Where? Is it hell? Is hell a physical place or the spiritual realm?
The spiritual realm of hell down below. You're stuck there. Anyone that dropped their body in anger, you're just going to continue what you're already doing here, and it's greater, and there's no way out. At least right now you have a way out, and it's eternal. It's forever. Amazing. Thank you.
And Elijah has a diamond music tip. The new so-and-so music is amazing, highly recommended,
he says. I appreciate it. I'll check it out.
Shout out to Elijah, Games for Rec, Misty, and the rest of the supporters on the D Live crew. And congrats to Tweak, Old Salty Dog, Pastor Chatelet, White Wing, 1776 KOC for the scratch offs.
Thank you.
Winnings.
Amazing.
White Wing says, thank you for really explaining what the process looks like. Amazing.
Referring
to the call with that guy.
That call with Don is what happens to those who endure to the end. Really. It's exactly what happens. In the beginning, it is awful. And the pain is great. And the mind is crazy. And if you don't remember that it's not you, you will turn back. And a lot of people do. Some people get halfway down the road, down there in the Falk, where Ned and them live. And they turn back. But the rest of the people go all the way past the Falk, all the way down there in Battle, where the Pews live. And then some people go past that. Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Old Salty Dog gifted the can. Thank you, sir. Over
Thank
on pilled.net. That's cool. And thanks to Anthony on Cash App. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Song.
Good night, my love. Pleasant dreams. Sleep tight, my love. But before you go. Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Thank you. Amazing. Let me go to Michael. Thank you all very much. We got a lot of work to do, and I do appreciate your help. Let me go to Michael out of Florida. Michael, you're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well, sir.
Hey. I just wanted to ask.
Ask?
Yeah. Just, I'm kind of just having trouble with focusing on the right things, you know, and it's kind of it was a question more about the kind of like the family, even though I know it's like it's all in me, but just I don't know, like I want to be completely focused on like loving them and everything, but I find myself being pulled, you know, each and every way.
You want to be focused on what?
Like, I want to focus more on, like, my kids and my wife and, you know, my family. But I find myself constantly being, like in my mind, it's kind of like I constantly get pulled every other way, you
like,
know.
Like what feel other ways?
Just not wanting to focus on the right stuff, you know. Just trying to, I don't know. It's just, I don't know how to really explain it.
And so your question is what?
Just kind of how do I get back on track? Like, how do I, you know, I don't know. My mind kind of goes blank when I get on the phone sometimes.
You go blank?
Yeah.
What the? So you don't remember what you wanted to ask? When you say you want to get back on track, what do you mean by that? Describe what you mean by on track.
Well, it's like earlier, I feel like I was more focused, and it's just been hard, like on working on myself and on doing all these and like, you know, doing the silent prayer and doing like, just not focusing on my thoughts, and it seems like it's just gotten harder, kind of.
And so now you're not doing the silent prayer.
I can't
your phone is scratchy and you're going out. Stay close to your phone.
Oh, sorry. I kind of fallen off a little bit. And
and you're not focused. You're not aware of your thoughts, those thoughts.
It's weird because it's like I see them, you know, like, and but instead of standing back and watching them, it's kind of like it's hard to not be pulled in and to like not really identify with it, even though I tell myself don't identify with these thoughts.
So,
you know, it's not you.
But when you're pulled in, just come back. That's all. Don't judge it. Don't let the devil tell you it's not working. Just come back to present. Come back to thought. Go back to the silent prayer. Don't make it a big deal at all, and you'll get through it.
It won't be ruined. Like everything just won't be ruined.
No, not if you keep coming back to present. It cannot be ruined. And how is that stopping you from taking care of your family?
It's hard sometimes. It's just that I don't focus right. Like, it seems I'm just kind of constantly in my head sometimes.
So are you saying that if, while focused on this ego nature that you're working on, you don't go to work and feed your family?
Well, yeah, I do.
But what it is you're not doing then with them? Well, that's all you need to do, go to work and feed your family.
Yeah, it feels like I just don't, like, love on them as much as I think I should.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Because you don't have, that stuff is not real love anyway. That's mama love. That's the kind of love that would kill you.
I just don't want to confuse my wife and kids.
What do you mean, confuse her?
It's because when I started, it was kind of different, you know? And it seems like things kind of changed.
When you started what?
Like when I first got married, you know, and my kids were just born. And the first, like, year or two, and then I kind of, like, discovered the message, you know, the true message. And then it's kind of, I might be, like, a little different is what I think.
And you are, because the real you coming up now, you fade away. That all that love you had when you met your wife and your children, that was fake. That wasn't love. That was hate.
Yeah. And I guess it's, yeah.
What you guess what?
I guess I'm just scared of losing them, you know, or, like, losing something, you know.
Which is better, to gain the world, your wife and children, and lose your soul, or to gain your soul and lose the world? Which mean more to you?
The soul, of course.
And then why are you afraid of losing them?
Maybe it's a delusion or something.
It is. Your wife don't love you anyhow.
Yeah.
And your wife gonna get angry because you're not all worshiping her. She gonna get mad because she's losing control over you. And she's gonna be like, I don't understand. You used to smother me. You used to tell me how pretty I am. You used to take me over to El Cholo's. You used to do this and that. And what she's really saying, you used to let me control you. I was your God. And now you're not letting me control you. I feel like I'm losing my power over you. That's what she's really saying.
Yeah. I find myself, like, being tempted to be mad at her a lot more. Like, even when she does nothing, I just feel like that. I know it's, like, the devil that's attacking me, right?
Yeah.
It's evil. I see it.
When that comes, don't attack her. She had nothing to do with you being screwed up. You were like that when she met you. She was screwed up when you met her. So when the devil tell you, oh, look at her, don't go with it. Don't call it you. You get past that, too. That's not you.
Well, I guess that's it, man.
What? You're doing fine. Stay with it. Just stop believing those thoughts and stuff. And all that mushy stuff you had with your wife and children when they first came around is not true. Your children, and your wife too, if she want to see it. She may not want to see it. But your children are going to see the real love in their father and not that fake mama love. They're going to see the patience. They're going to see the light. They're going to see the love of the Father working through you unto them. Unless your wife turn them away from you before you wake up.
I don't think she is.
Okay, well, you'll be fine then.
Yeah. Well, all right, man.
What?
I said, well, all right, man. I appreciate it.
Stay with it.
I will, man. Stay I appreciate everything you do, man. And I love you, and I love the guys there, too.
Right on. We love you back. And you stay with it, man.
I will, man. I will.
Don't let the devil make you stop. You're on your way. You'll be fine. Just stay, endure to the end.
All right. All right, thank you.
All right, buddy. Stay with it.
All right. Take care, guys. Bye.
Listen, guys and ladies, this is one journey you must take alone. No one can go with you. And you must be willing without trying to make yourself willing. Because I'm saying this, now everybody's going to try to, oh, I win and lose everything. And now you know you're not. But be willing to lose everything, including the fake world inside of you and the world outside of you. And you will gain the world, but it'll be a different relationship. All right. Stay with it, men and women. Ladies, the guys can't help you with this. Only you and God can work on this one. They help feed you if they're married to you, but they can't do anything else. Stay with it. Stay with it. Do the silent prayer. RebuildingTheMan.com/prayer. Forgive your mothers and your father if you want to be free. That applies to every human being. And the Father, God, will forgive you as you forgive. Draw you into the kingdom of heaven within, and peace will come. Amazing, huh? Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. I am so out of time. Thank you for your super chats and your everything. Your everything. I'm out of time. Anything, Hank, you want to tell me?
Nope, I don't think so. The men's forum is tomorrow.
Yeah. The men's forum tomorrow. Bye. The Hate Report coming up, and then Joel Friday TV, and then the American Anchor Baby. Have a good one, folks. I'll be back tomorrow. Bible Thump Thursday tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and decrees all right. Take care.
Track one time. Joel Friday here. Look, stand up, stand up. We got fighting to do. We gotta show him who boss. He put a Viking in you. He put that lightning in you. Igniting the truth. But you beg and blame and lie and hate and never wanna stand for the truth. So what you planning to do? You understand in the loop? You better go talk to your mama. Better stop all the drama. Better drop all the drama. Boy, you better stand up and up. Put your hand up and hut. Cause if you don't, then we lose. And then we gotta hear the fake news. Whoa.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Thank you, Jesse Lee Peterson, for an excellent JLP show. The Hake Report is coming up next, guys. TheHakeReport.com. Live coming at you Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time.